Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Main Street Guthrie Center Director Dana Buster about the events and projects they accomplished in 2018. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Now that we're nearing the end of the year and we're getting past the winter events that Main Street Guthrie Center held, how was the Reindeer Express event?
We had a great turnout for Reindeer Express, and everybody really seemed to enjoy it. We had featured, you know, the whole idea was for everyone to find reindeer within local businesses, and we added a couple of our new businesses to that. We have a little Art of the Earth art gallery here in town that not a lot of people knew about, so that was great. And we also had a Pink Poppy who joined us this year on our Main Street here. And so everyone coming in on that they had, you know, maybe never visited those stores. So it was great for that. And everyone had a really great time. The kids had fun finding the reindeer as well as visiting with Santa and Mrs. Claus and making crafts and decorating cookies and making reindeer food. So it was just a really great day.
Since this year was a new event for the holiday season and kind of trying to incorporate the adults of Guthrie Center more, how was the feedback from the businesses involved? What did they think of the event?
I think everyone thought it was a good event, got people in the doors, and next year we're going to kind of build on that. We've learned some things this year that we think will make next year better, so we're just already starting to kind of plan what we will do for next year.
Yeah. And did you have those drawings for the prizes already? How was that?
We did. Lots of people won prizes that day. We maybe had just short of maybe 20 prizes for the day, and they were all really good. And so it was great to draw. That was the fun part, drawing all the winners and giving them a call to let them know that they had won and to thank them for coming out and supporting shopping local here in Guthrie Center.
And then Small Business Saturday was this past November. How was that annual event? Did you get all the poinsettias handed out?
I did. I think we went through about 40 poinsettias. So everybody who came down and shopped in Guthrie got a poinsettia from Main Street. And the chamber did a big drawing that day, too, for a couple $100 in chamber bucks. And it was just a great turnout. That event has been growing every year, and people really seem to like it. And our the shop local is really starting to catch on, and people are understanding how important that is to keep your community alive and thriving.
Christmas hasn't come quite yet, but soon, so people are still doing their last minute shopping for gifts. What impact would you say it makes to shop local in Guthrie Center and other communities like it?
Well, when you're ordering online, you really, none of that money or shopping in Des Moines, none of that money is actually staying in our local economy. So it's not really supporting the people who live here and work here. When you buy local, that means more people are going to, that money turns around, and then the people that you are supporting at your local businesses are going to turn around, and they're going to be buying gas, and they're going to be buying groceries, and they're going to be buying things in your economy. And it's kind of just a real circle that you want to keep within your community as much as possible.
And looking back at 2018, what other fun events has Main Street Guthrie Center been a part of?
We've had some really good stuff this year. This is my first full year being the director, so everything was, we started some new things, and we continued with some old things that we'd been doing that were successful. Goodness, we did a lot of things. So, of course, we had the Smithsonian at the library this year, and that was Museums on Main. And with the Smithsonian together with Main Street Iowa, we brought that to the community for 6 weeks this summer. And we were only one of six communities that got to have that this year. We hosted 3 outdoor movie nights, which those were new this year. We continued with our Boohoo Scarecrow contest downtown. Of course, we did Small Business Saturday. We did our Christmas event. We did 50115 Fest. We had our annual Celebrate Guthrie Center dinner. We kind of had a little Valentine's Day promotion going this year. And then in addition, we had updated, we are doing the flower pots all year long. And so that is always looking great. Those ladies do a really good job. And we were able to get a grant and buy 3 new pots that'll be showing up in the downtown this year. They are on order and they will be here. And we will be setting them up in the springtime. So that is exciting. We got crosswalks installed in our downtown, which we hadn't had before. So that's great because this is a really busy road and lots of people are traveling on it. See, we had a cleanup day downtown. We redid our website this year. We've, you know, continued to team up with the chamber for things, and so that that partnership has been growing a lot this year. And we're really happy to have the extra help and the ideas from them as we team up together. We've formed committees together to make things happen, and that's been really great this year. We just had a really good year, I think.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Main Street Guthrie Center Director Dana Buster about the events and projects they accomplished in 2018. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.